Welcome back. Oh man, it's spooky season. I cannot believe it's October already. Today's topic, did y'all hear? I'm not on Facebook very much. There's a lot of too much political stuff, too much religious stuff, too much people airing their dirty laundry. I just hate it over on Facebook. I'm literally only over there for a few things. One of those things is to look at, you know, boxer fan pages. That's how I found my dogs. I'm mainly looking at dogs and a few other things. But I just happened across this article. I don't even know how it came up. Oh, somebody, one of my friends posted it. And the topic is Missouri high school teacher put on leave after school officials discovered her OnlyFans page. This was the article that was shared on Facebook, and then I clicked the link because I thought, oh great, this is gonna be great. I can't wait to read people's comments on this one. You know, we're on Facebook. I can only imagine what these people are gonna say. So I got myself mentally ready to go read the comments, and to my surprise, wow. So once you go down, click on the first comment, they send you to the link to what paper is this? Anyway, well, let me get to it. All right, so this is the article. Missouri teacher on leave after school district discovers her OnlyFans porn page. All right, I'm going to read the article to you. All right, if you don't want to hear this, just stick around. All right, this is St. Clair. A high school English teacher has been placed on leave after the St. Clair School District discovered she performs on the pornography website OnlyFans. The 28-year-old teacher at St. Clair High School, Brianna Coppedge, hope I'm pronouncing her last name right, said in an interview with the Post-Dispatch that she was put on leave on Wednesday after being interviewed by two administrators. Her access to school email and other software has been revoked while the district investigates, she said. It was kind of always like this cloud hanging over my head, like I never knew when I would be discovered, Coppedge said. Then, about 2 weeks ago, my husband and I were told that people were finding out about it, so I knew this day was coming. St. Clair is in Franklin County, about 55 miles southwest of St. Louis. The school superintendent said in a statement that the district was recently notified that an employee may have posted inappropriate media on one or more internet sites. The district has engaged legal counsel to conduct a comprehensive investigation into this matter. Actions taken as a result of this investigation will be in accordance with the board policy and with guidance from legal counsel. Coppedge said, now here we go. Coppedge said she joined the direct-to-subscribers website OnlyFans over the summer to supplement her teaching salary, because God knows, we all know, teachers do not make enough money. Fuck. All right. She taught English to... Oh, sorry, I got lost. She taught English to freshmen and sophomores and made about $42,000 last year, according to the Post-Dispatch public pay database. She said she's earned an additional $8,000 to $10,000 per month performing on OnlyFans. Coppedge said she chose the site because its content is available only to subscribers and she thought it would help protect her identity. She doesn't know who notified the school district of her account, but she suspects it was after she and her husband appeared in a recent video alongside two other OnlyFans performers in St. Louis who have a substantial following. The district says they haven't made a decision yet, but I'm just kind of putting the pieces together that I'm not coming back, Coppedge said. I'm very aware that I'm probably never going to teach again, but that was kind of the risk I knew that I was taking. I am sad about that. I do miss my students. Coppedge insisted no content was filmed or posted while she was on school grounds. That was like my completely separate personal life outside of teaching, Coppedge said. We're almost done. Coppedge, who grew up in nearby Sullivan, began teaching in 2018 after graduating from the University of Missouri St. Louis. So this lady did her duties. She went to college. she did what was required. Anyway, all right. She previously worked as an academic advisor at the Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla. She was in her second year of teaching at St. Clair High School, which has about 750 students. She said the joy of teaching was forging relationships with students and sharing in milestones like driver's license, passing significant tests, and birthdays. There is this expectation. Okay, now, here's where I want us all to listen. All right, let's all listen to this next part. There is this expectation that teachers should be the moral leaders of students, and I do not disagree with that, Coppedge said, nor do I. I believe what she said. I taught the curriculum. I taught students reading and writing, and I didn't guide them on my thoughts or beliefs, and I can't control what people think of me. I just know that who I am as a person, I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm a good friend. I'm a good family member. That is all I can think about right now. And literally, when I read that, it literally gave me chills. It gave me chills when I read that part right there. All right, I'm gonna keep going. OnlyFans, a website that launched in 2016, boasts more than 210 million paid subscribers worldwide and more than 2.1 million content creators. It has garnered significant attention as teachers, judges, lawyers, police officers, and other professionals have created content on the site to bolster their incomes. Wow, imagine that. What the fuck? The nerve of us out here trying to earn an income. The fucking nerve of us. All right. Creators charge anywhere from $3 to $75 for a monthly subscription, with some users paying more for custom and pay-per-view content. Coppedge said that she was introduced to OnlyFans by St. Louis friends who are content creators on the site. Since the news of her OnlyFans account began to surface, Coppedge said her account has gained about 100 new subscribers, and she has more than doubled her subscription price. She plans to continue posting on the site. Good for you. Good for you. She and her husband, who is not facing disciplinary action with his employer, do not plan to move from their home. She also recognizes she will likely garner attention when she goes about her daily life. Oh, God. It keeps bumping me out. Let me find my place. Jesus. I don't know. There's something about this site. Every time I scroll, it like bumps me back and I have to find my place again. But while I'm finding my place, you know, like I said, all right, I found it. She'll garner attention, blah, blah, blah. All right. I do not regret joining OnlyFans. I know it can be taboo, or some people may believe that it is shameful, but I don't think sex work has to be shameful, Coppedge said. I do just wish things just, you know, just happened in a different way. Anyway, so that was it for the most part. That's the meat and potatoes of the whole situation. So when I read that, it just, and I'm going to spell her name out for you, because I said after I do this podcast, I'm literally going to go look her up on OnlyFans and I'm going to spell her name out for you. And I would love it if you guys went and subscribed to her page too. Her name is Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A. Coppedge, like I said, I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right. C-O-P-P-A-G-E. Brianna Coppedge. I think I'm going to go find her page and I'm going to subscribe to it. I think I'm going to go support Brianna because I think it's a shame, like she said. And for those of you that don't know, if this is your first time ever listening to my podcast, I am a spicy accountant. That is what I do for a living. It's all I do now. I made the decision at the beginning of this year to go all out and be an OnlyFans creator. You know, not only that, I also have, you know, the TikTok account and Instagram, Twitter. So I work all of those accounts, but my main income is from OnlyFans. And I'm not ashamed of it. Like she said in this article, that's what this gave me the biggest set of chills. I'm a good person. I think I'm a good mother. I'm a good friend. I'm a good, I'm a good all kinds of things. I'm just a regular fucking person who decided to do this for a living. It didn't take away from my ability to be a good friend. It didn't take away from my ability to be a good mother. It didn't take away my ability to do a fucking thing. In fact, I feel like it has made me stronger in so many ways. It's made me more confident. And does money have something to do with that? Maybe. I don't know. But I'm more confident with my body than I've ever been. I'm more confident with just myself. There's so many people out there that think this work is shameful. You can't push your beliefs onto me. You can try, but it's not going to work. I'm not a religious person. I'm very spiritual, but I may not believe the same things you believe. I'm not going to put you down for what you believe in. I'm not going to try to talk you out of what you believe in, and vice versa. I don't want you doing those things to me, but I'm not ashamed of what I'm doing. I show my body, which there's nothing wrong with that. Every woman in the world has the same body parts that I do. We just all look different. We all look different. We feel different. We act different. All of those things. We all have the same body parts. And what I do with mine is my business. You know, if we want to be pro-choice and allow women to do things with their body that we think they should be able to do, then this falls in that category. I'm doing what I want to with my body. You don't have to look at it. You don't have to pay for it. And if you do, then you better not say a fucking bad thing about it. You know what I'm saying? So this lady, this Brianna Coppedge, she went to college. She went to what is it? 4, 5 years? Yeah, I know you have to have a master's degree. And I'm not sure if there's any specialty training that has to go into it. I didn't bother to research before, but I know you have to have a master's degree to teach nowadays. This lady went to school, obtained her degree, and for the business that she's doing outside of her regular job. Now, if it's come down to it and they find out that she was posting videos, you know, taking videos and she was playing with herself in the school bathroom, then that's a different story. That's a different story. But if this lady's doing, minding her business, she's not announcing it to the school class. She's not sending out a newsletter. She's not... You know what I'm saying? She's minding her own fucking business at home, earning an extra income because these poor teachers are only barely making $40,000 a year. $40,000 a year for a teacher. Outside of a parent, y'all may disagree with me about this, but that's your opinion. Outside of a parent, the teacher, to me, is the next important person or people in your child's life. And you want to pay them 40 grand a year, a second year teacher. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. So I won't go into all the comments. I won't, because that'll take forever. But the first article, there were like 48 comments under the link where they shared the article. But one of the first things I saw was, you know, they left her name. Oh, sure, guys. Share her newspaper article. You know that the link the people want. You directed it right to them. Sure did. This is a radio show that was that posted this article. Maybe pay teachers more was one of the comments. And this got me, too. Imagine being a teacher that doesn't have financial stress. She's probably a great teacher. Yeah, fuck you, school system. Now, never mind. Okay, here's my thing. Nobody would have to know if somebody in the district wasn't on there creeping and paying for subscriptions themselves. If it doesn't affect her ability to educate her students, then the school board should leave her alone. Like some of these comments, I was literally so shocked. I was expecting the people to be saying, yeah, she shouldn't be teaching our students when she's going home. You know, I thought the comments were just going to rip her apart. I honestly did. Someone else said, honestly, what does this have to do with her other work performance? I don't care to hear it. She seems smart. She's not teaching OnlyFans in the class. Y'all bringing her personal business to the school. That's crazy, right? Now they have announced to every fucking body that she has an OnlyFans. Good for her. I hope she becomes a crazy millionaire. Ugh. And then someone says, it creates an unprofessional relationship with the students and teacher in the photos. How the fuck don't it affect her ability to teach them? All right. And then here's where my devil's advocate, like, I can understand some of these points, but then again, man, let the lady mind her. If she's not doing it on the school grounds, let the lady do whatever the fuck she's doing, and she's not teaching it to the students, okay? And someone says, well, even if it was staff that found out, that students can find out, in which case will affect her ability to educate those students. Most jobs aren't going to wait and see, especially when it involves kids and then parents get involved. It's just too messy to deal with rather than keeping her employed. Why deal with all that when you don't have to? She's a high school teacher, not a kindergarten teacher. I'm sure a lot of those teenage boys are on OnlyFans, which I'm sure they are. And maybe even some of the students. You know, you never know. And then this is like all within the same conversation group. Then the same guy says, every guy in that classroom gonna be thinking of her pussy, not class. LMAO. He didn't say pussy. He just put a cat. All right. I'm not seeing the problem here. Sex work is work. Like, there, we can't even spell out the word sex work. You know, we have to sex. Sex work is work. People need to quit clutching their pearls and worry about yourselves. And somebody said she about to make a lot more on OnlyFans. She damn sure is, and I sure hope she does. Anyway, yeah, what about the perv school official who stumbled upon her OnlyFans page? Does he still have a job? Yes, please. And then someone said, where's the link? Support local business. And this is honestly the truth here. Maybe, I mean, excuse me. I don't know how much I would have to make as a teacher. Let's say I was a teacher. I went to college for however many years. I got my master's, became a teacher. I was a second year teacher. Let's say I made $100,000 a year. Would that still be enough? Would that still be enough to put up with the nonsense that teachers have to put up with these days? I don't know. Would it be enough for me? I don't know. I don't know what all comes out of a teacher's salary. I, from what I've researched and heard, you know, they buy a lot of their school supplies. They buy a lot of their own things. And that may come out of their income. But I can honestly say, I mean, not because I'm greedy. I don't consider myself a greedy person. But if I'm making $42,000 a year and I see friends of mine on OnlyFans that are making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month, you think I'm not going to give it a shot? That's crazy talk. So anyway, this, if you're on Facebook, the page that it was on 96.7 KCMQ's Morning Shag. 96.7 KCMQ's Morning Shag. And the link, I'll share it on my Instagram story. That's the only place I can put a link, and maybe on my Twitter page. Okay. So I'll share the link to the newspaper article, and you can go read it yourself and tell me what you think. She's a teacher. Should she be allowed? What are your thoughts on teachers? And I'm not talking about kindergarten teachers. I'm talking about high school. We're talking about high school students. Kindergarten, like, I don't know. I don't think it matters then either. I'm sorry. I don't. Because I'm sitting here thinking. I'm literally sitting here thinking. If I had kids in school, and I'm even thinking about my grandsons. If my grandson's teacher, if I found out, if my daughter called and told me, hey, you know what? I found out my, you know, his teacher has an OnlyFans page. I would be, you know, he's seven. He's not going to go on OnlyFans. Is she a great teacher? Does she teach well? Does my grandson love the way, does he love her? Come on. I don't know. Anyway, ladies, if there's any ladies listening to this show, have you ever thought about starting an OnlyFans page? Like, what's stopping you? I've never done a questionnaire with ladies. I would be very open to it, though. I would be very willing to talk to women that was curious or just had questions, if you simply have questions and want to know, like, what do I do, how I operate things, what it all entails, I will be more than happy to talk to somebody about it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if OnlyFans had been an option when I was a single mother struggling my fucking ass off to raise three kids, you don't think for one hot second that I would have had me a spicy accountant page while I was working at Emory University? Oh, yes, the fuck I would. I would have. I would have. I would have kept it a secret for as long as I could have. And, I mean, if it's money, trust me, you're going to make, the money is going to come. The money is going to come over there. Then we bring in morals. Is this really what you want to be doing for a living? Is this really what you're proud of? Is this what you want to be proud of? There's so many details that we can get into about this. But I think a lot of the issues that's holding women back, it doesn't mean you're trash if you have an OnlyFans page. There are going to be tons of people who think you are. But as long as you don't believe that about yourself, I don't believe I'm trash. I don't believe I'm trash at all. There's a lot of people that are going to think you're a slut, whore. They're going to call you all kinds of names. They're going to have all kinds of lovely descriptions for you as soon as they find out you have an OnlyFans page. Their opinion of you will immediately change once they find out you have an OnlyFans page. It doesn't matter what kind of good friend you are or what kind of good person you are. It doesn't matter to some people. It's all about status. You know, what are your family members going to think about you? What are your other friends going to think about you? I had to come to an epiphany, and it took a lot. I won't go into that right now, but it took a lot for me to finally say, you know what? I don't really care what people think about me, because in the end, I have to love myself. And as long as I love myself, which I love myself tremendously, like I can't even explain to you how much love I have for myself. And it doesn't matter that I get naked, that people see my stuff. People see my coochie. People see all kind of things on OnlyFans. That don't mean you're going to touch it. You know, that don't mean I let everybody up in me. That don't mean I let... I don't do that. So, you know, there are so many routes that you can take with OnlyFans. You don't have to be nude. You don't have to be anything. I run my business. I am the CEO. I was explaining to someone just a few days ago or last week, whenever it was, you know, back in the days when Anna Nicole Smith, let's talk about Marilyn Monroe, all those women, they had somebody to answer to, you know, Hugh Hefner. All those women depended on people to take care of them. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I feel like, and this may sound crazy, and you can think whatever you want, I feel like I'm running my own Playboy magazine. We're just gonna compare it to that. I'm the CEO of my own motherfucking magazine, of my own online digital motherfucking magazine. I'm the CEO. I'm the boss. I make the rules. And if you don't like the rules, you don't have to stay. Do you know what I'm saying? This is what I love about being an OnlyFans creator. I make the rules. I make my content. I say yes. I say no. I deliver the content. I make my hour. I mean... There's so many options. So many options. And I would be glad to talk to anyone about them, even men. There's men on this platform. Doesn't matter your sex. You can have an account. It's just, you know, are you gonna be worried about what people think of you? That's the main issue, I think, why a lot of people maybe are still struggling financially, you know, because they can't get past that part of, oh God, I just can't get over what so-and-so is going to think of me, or my family's going to disown me, or I'll never be able to get a job. Whatever your thoughts are, you know, they're real, genuine thoughts. But if I can answer any questions for anybody, you can ask them here. You can ask them on my social medias, and I'll be glad to talk about it with y'all. But go read that article. I think it's quite funny. Go read some of the comments if you feel like going to look it up. And let me know your thoughts. I would love to hear them. Should teachers And I'm saying, doesn't matter what grade, let's put it out there. Should teachers be able to have an OnlyFans account and still teach our students? Oh man, this topic is so crazy. All right, anyway, I'm gonna be back next week. I am. Life has been kicking my ass, y'all. I'm just gonna tell you the truth. It's been a minute since I've been here, but I'm gonna be back next week. All right, don't know the topic, but I'm gonna be back. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. And if you have any suggestions, something you want to hear from me, you got a question, questions, ask away. Love y'all. And I'll see y'all, or y'all will see me. Y'all will hear me. Y'all will hear me next week. I promise. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a great weekend. And can't wait for football tonight. Go Chiefs.